Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Thankful Thursday. As we continue thanking God in prayer for every book of the Bible, we are now at the book of Daniel, the 27th book of the Bible, and the 27th in the Old Testament. It is in the books of prophets, the major or comprehensive prophets, and it is written by Daniel. It is a book of preservation of God's people and about the sovereignty of God. The narrative records the first wave of those taken after Babylon comes to Jerusalem and takes them into captivity. It is a book about the preservation of God's people through the generations and through all the empires until the time of Rome, until the time of the Messiah was to come. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 21, we read about King Nebuchadnezzar, who had to learn that the Most High God rules in the kingdoms of men. It says that he was driven from the sons of men, his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys, till he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdoms of men, and appoints over it whomever he chooses. And then another great verse from the book of Daniel is in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. That kingdom we know as the church was established in Acts chapter 2 in the days of the Roman Empire. So would you pray with me in thanks to God for the book of Daniel? Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible, for your inspiration of it and its perfection and guidance in our lives. Father, we thank you for the book of Daniel within it and how it reveals to us that you rule in the kingdoms of men and that you appoint over it whomever you choose. And how it reveals to us that you know the future and every detail of it. And Father, we thank you for the book of Daniel and how it reveals to us that you preserve the righteous. We're so thankful for that. Father, we thank you for the book of Daniel and the stories of the real people within it, of Daniel as your prophet sent to be a light to the kings of Babylon and Persia and to preserve your people through the empires. We thank you for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who stood fast in their faith in you, despite facing being thrown in a fiery furnace. Father, we thank you for these men and their trust in you. Father, we ask, we thank you for the stories of King Nebuchadnezzar and his realization of your sovereignty and power, that you are the Most High God, and we thank you that he was one who recognized it before it was too late. Father, we thank you for the book of Daniel and how it establishes for us that your people must be people of integrity, and that integrity will be hated and even sometimes exploited by our enemies, but we still must be and have integrity. We thank you for the book of Daniel and how it tells us and establishes that your people must fully trust in your power to deliver in your time, and that your people must be people of persistent prayer. And Father, we thank you for the book of Daniel and the promises and echoes found within it, of the angel of the Lord looking towards Jesus, who was the one with them there in the midst of the fiery furnace, and the one who closed the mouths of the lions when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. We thank you for the promise and the prophecy in chapter 2, where we find out that it would be under the Roman Empire that your kingdom would be established, and that we can be a part of that kingdom today. We're so thankful for that, Father, and how the book of Daniel reveals to us all of these things. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God. but work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. Yeah.